when Grandy fills in for you, do you, because I know you're one of these people, you still listen to the show.
Occasionally.
Do you hope that it's a good show?
Yeah, of
you
course.
Do.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you hope that the good stuff that's
No.
Do
no,
you
no.
hope that the good things that you hear on that show are mainly from me?
No.
You want good things to come from Mark Grandy?
I'm not threatened by Mark Grandy. I'm the Brock Purdy of the Willard and Dibbs experience. I've got a monster contract that I've signed.
That. Please cut
I hate
that.
Mark Grandy. Yeah.
No, cut the part where says he's
the other job is better. Yeah. I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
Yeah.
That's more accurate.
Okay.
I'm not threatened by Mark Grandy. I'm just not. And maybe it's because where I am in my career and the fact that I am the Brock Purdy of this program. And yeah, so therefore, of course, I want him to do well. I want you to do whatever it is you do, which you'll do anyway. And I want the show to do well. I don't want to, you know, be off and listen to the show and go, oh God, like now I have to rush back. I have to come back off my turf toe because they can't win without me. No, our show is, we have a deep show. Lucas is awesome. Grandy's phenomenal. You do what you do.
Nice job, Lucas. I love that you do what you do. If you're the Brock Purdy of this show, who am I?
You're like the Colton McKivitz. You're a necessary evil. Okay. Like, I mean,
just got extended.
It's exactly. And you know,
both of them did.
When you don't mess up, we don't even notice you.
When you don't mess up, we don't even notice you.
For example, Dominic Pooney yesterday.
Yeah.
How did he play?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't watch football like that. Well, I'm not.
When
PFF.
I watch it a second time, I watch a lot of that.
No, like, I'm proud to say there's some of the hosts come into this station and act like they watched the game 22 times.
Just twice.
No, 22. I think Shasky watches the game 22 times. And he comes in with a full.
Chad! Yeah.
Exactly. He comes in.
I love you.
He comes in with a full breakdown of each player, of every player. He'll come in and he'll be like, here's what Alfred Collins did yesterday.
So Jess.
It's like, how do you know that?
You bastard.
There you go. Then the IPFF and I see, and I get it, but I want to watch the game in an emotional way. Like, I want to feel the game. I want to feel what the fan feels. I don't want to be robotic. And that's not me saying anybody else is doing it the wrong way. I just can't do it that way. Like, I will look at how did the defensive line play? Dot, dot, dot. How did the offensive line play? What did Dominic Pooney do in the second quarter? I got no idea. I know he didn't give up a sack.
He had a good quarter.
I know he did not have any holding penalties. I know he didn't have any false starts. So add all those things up, and the Niners ran the ball well. I think he did great.
Yeah.
Because that's a unit. That's a group. They do what they do together. Dibs, they win as a team and they lose as a team.
Thank you, yeah.
That's how I look at it.
No doubt. And I watch it once in real time, and I do it exactly like you, emotional. And I'm, you know, the highs and lows, although yesterday was mostly highs and almost no lows other than the opening drive. And it was, oh God. And I thought, okay, Giants, you go up tempo and the Niners didn't really have an answer. This could be a problem. And thank you, Brian Daboll, for not ever doing it again.
Yeah.
They actually did it two other times. One time they got a field goal and then late in the game, you're down by three scores and now you go up tempo.
Yeah, but now nobody cares.
No.
Like they're letting you have stuff
so
at that point.
When I watch it again and I take notes, I do look at other things like the offensive line and I try to like write down when there were breakdowns and there weren't many. And like Pooney and Hennessy, the interior, they were good. Burford came in. He was in and out for Colby. They kind of, I think, were swapping playing time. And he had one that was just a complete air ball. But other than that, the offensive line was good.
The reason I asked you the whole Grandy thing is because, remember, we never really like dove deep on this last week, but it really caught my ear. Phil Simms said this to Shasky and Spadoni in the morning, and I fully believe him. And I think a lot of people don't believe him. A lot of people think that Phil is speaking from a different time, back when men were men and dirt was rubbed on all injuries, all of that crap. Like, do you believe what Phil Simms is saying here? Take a listen.
As a quarterback standing on the sideline, the other guys out there,
You want the team to win, but you hope the quarterback doesn't play real well. I mean, that's simple. And you know what's the truth? Anybody says it's not, then, you know, I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're lying.
Okay. I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're lying. Brock Purdy rooting for Mac Jones right now?
Probably.
How so?
Brock Purdy is sitting on 5 years and 265. Brock Purdy
That's not the way it works.
It is when it's you are not. That. I guarantee you. Like, if it were the other way around and Mac Jones was the starter and he didn't have that contract and Brock Purdy was a guy who just came in and now Brock Purdy's carving it up, you're feeling differently. But when you're sitting on 5 years and 265, you're going to make $53 million next year. The job is yours unequivocally. And all due respect to Mark Grandy, this job is mine. It's not the Mark Willard experience and I'm fighting for crumbs. It's Willard and Dibs until it's not Willard and Dibs. And so if I'm out, if I happen to have, I don't know, surgery, and I got about four of them lined up, and Grandy's going to have like long stretches of playing time, I'm not going to worry about it because I've got that Brock Purdy contract. I'm the Brock Purdy of the Willard and Dibs experience. Facts. So if you are the Brock Purdy of the 49ers and Brock Purdy is the Brock Purdy of the Niners, why would you worry? Like, yeah, Mac, go out there and win all the games you can. When I'm healthy, it's my job.
Right. I think maybe you're putting a different word on it. I didn't say he was worried. I just think, and by the way, let me put it this way. We've all got friends who've work for all the teams, right?
Yep.
We know some people here or there. I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, from speaking to people within the organization, that is a common fact on the sideline that you are rooting for your own ass to get into the game. Like, what if I asked it to you a different way? Mac Jones is on the sideline before he even played. You think he's rooting for a bump or a bruise or some point? Something go wrong with Brock Purdy this year?
I don't think he's rooting for it, but when it happens, he's thinking, it's my time to shine.
Yeah.
And it's different when you're Mac Jones and you're making, what's he making, $3 million,
yeah, but
$4 million, and you're looking for the Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but your mind always goes straight to money. And I think that that's a big piece, but that's not in the competitive moments of the game. That's not, I don't believe that's where a football player's head is. I think everybody wants to get paid, but once your contract is in place, then okay. And they're all taken care of. Right? Brock's got $53 million. Okay. Like, Mac Jones has done fine. He's not looking for grocery money.
No.
Mac's fine. Would he love to be a starting quarterback somewhere and then get everything that comes with it? Yes. But how do you think that's possible? There's only one way. When Mac Jones joins the 49ers, there's one way and one way only you're ever going to be a starting QB in the league again. And that is for Brock Purdy to either get hurt or suck. That's it.
Well, that's not true.
That is your only
path. Because Sam Darnold didn't have to go through that route. Sam Darnold played one game, and he got to be a starter in Minnesota.
Why did he become a starter in Minnesota?
Because he was with Shanahan for a whole year. He didn't play.
Keep going.
And then he played one game.
Their seventh overall pick tore his ACL. That's how he got the job in Minnesota.
But he got the job not because he played here is the point. So Mac wouldn't have to play here to get an opportunity elsewhere.
I disagree with you again.
Well, because Sam Darnold is the great example.
But he did not get a starting job in Minnesota. He got a job in Minnesota to potentially be a placeholder. He got Russell Wilson's job
with
the Giants.
When did McCarthy get hurt?
Before the season even started.
Right, so he got there and he got a chance to start.
Right.
He went to a situation where he had the potential to be a starter, and he got to be a starter.
Placeholder. He was he got the Russell Wilson job.
And that's
got
what Mac Jones is here. Mac Jones is starting now because Brock Purdy got hurt.
No, because those are placeholder jobs. Russell Wilson and Sam Darnold knew if we go in there, and they got kind of backup plus money, if we go in there, we're going to start maybe for a little while, which will give me a chance to put some good stuff on tape for 4 to 6 weeks, and then their top 10 draft pick is going to come in, and they're going to play. That's the job. Now, Sam lucked out because he signed a deal and then the other dude ripped his leg up and he got a whole year. He balled and now he's in a completely different. Now he goes to the Baker Mayfield category.
Right.
And if he keeps doing what he's doing now, I have no doubt that he will. He and Baker are both going to move into the Brock Purdy category, which is they're going to get north of 50. My point is, when Mac comes to a place where you already have somebody making 50, you have one chance to put starting stuff on tape for the league, and it is for something to go wrong with the other guy. And I just think it's not that they're a-holes, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that they're out there being like, I-N-J-U-R-Y, what does that spell? Like, they're not jerks. These are their teammates. But if you think they're not rooting for their own interests, I think you think they're not human beings.
Well, you made the point about Brock, and I don't think that Brock is hoping that Mac now gets hurt so Brock can get his job back.
No, I don't think he's hoping that Mac gets hurt, but I think that he, in a perfect world, the Niners win, but they win with, like, their run game and their defense. I don't think he's out there wanting the conversation that we are hearing. We are hearing. A lot of this fan base is like, don't come back, Brock. I don't think he wants that. He's a human being. He doesn't want fans thinking that. Somehow, with a 6-11 wonky year last year and one turnover-filled game against Jacksonville, there's a lot of members of this fan base that have decided that Brock Purdy's not a good quarterback. I see it. You see it every day. Every day, all over all of our engagement. Brock Purdy is not that good. I don't think Brock likes that.
That Brock even cares.
I do. He's a human being.
Right. You're a human being, but these are fans who have no idea what they're talking about. Like, you don't, I don't, none of them do. You're not in that locker room, and I'm sure that Kyle Shanahan and Brock and Mac and Kubiak and everyone else, they're on the same page, which is, yeah, when you're healthy, you play. So, fans, whatever you want to do, we love you, fans, but you don't get it. You don't understand how this works and what we think inside the locker room. So, fans, fan it up. We love you, fans.
More on that in a sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Listen, yes, like, we're on the same page there. That's how the organization thinks, and I don't think they're going to act based on fans, but what happens next? Everybody has said the same thing. What if Mac comes back and he's not good? I'm sorry, what if Brock? What if Brock comes back and he struggles? Well, now you're in a situation. And that situation is born out of Mac Jones winning football games and putting up pretty good numbers. Pretty good numbers. Like, your touchdowns are outweighing your interceptions and your wins are outweighing your losses and all of those things. Again, I don't even know if the player themselves would be fully in touch with this. And none of them would say it while they're active players. This is why I love interviewing retired players. They're honest. Yeah. They don't have anything to lose anymore. But Phil Simms is saying it. I'll play it again. I believe him.
As a quarterback standing on the sideline, the other guys out there, you want the team to win, but you hope the quarterback doesn't play real well. I mean, that's simple. And you know what's the truth? Anybody says it's not, then, you know, I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're lying.
It's coming from a guy who had a backup take his team to a Super Bowl victory. And I have no reason to doubt what he's saying. I think it's true. You would rather, you want the team to do well. That's your team. Those are your teammates. But you don't want it to be a quarterback-focused thing, because no matter what the contract is, jobs get lost in this league. Russell Wilson had a bajillion-dollar contract with the Broncos, and they were like, get out of here. And he's never really held down a starting job for that long since. And now people are questioning his Hall of Fame candidacy. In fact, I don't even think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah,
he was.
That's fine.
Well, I don't think it's fine to Russ.
Whatever,
you
Russ.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that Russ is this. I mean, every situation's different. And if it's Phil and it's Jeff Hostetler, and Hostetler comes in and leads them to the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl, yeah, I get there might be some FOMO, but if you're Brock Purdy and your team just gave you 5 years and 265 and now you're hurt with turf toe, I don't think you're rooting against Mac Jones in any way, shape, or form. If you're Brock Purdy, you're thinking, yeah, keep winning and I'll get healthy and I'll come back and maybe it's not until December or the playoffs and I'll get the job. There's no I don't think that there's any gray area with this team and the quarterback situation that would make him feel otherwise. I think every situation's different. Phil speaks from his experience, and I get that. But if you are, you know, Mahomes' backup, you're not hoping that Mahomes gets hurt so that you can go out there and ball out. Like,
oh, well, of course you are.
You're on the Chiefs.
Of course you are.
I disagree.
This is from the horse's mouth.
This is from Phil Simms, right.
I've heard this 100 other times.
Right.
Directly from
the
people.
Who is Kansas City's backup?
I don't even know.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. He's absolutely rooting for Patrick Mahomes to get hurt. 100%.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
I mean, and they would never say it that way.
Of course.
They're hoping for an opportunity to play.
Of course.
The only way that happens is if he gets hurt.
Not true. You get an opportunity late in the season. You get an opportunity for teams ahead by 4 touchdowns.
No, they want like an opportunity, dude. They want like...
Give me a month and a half
to play.
Right.
Like Mac Jones has had.
Sure.
Mac Jones has probably changed his career arc here.
Absolutely.
And it's because Brock Purdy got turfed out.
It's because he's in a system with a quarterback coach and a head coach that can put you in position to succeed. And you look at yesterday as a great example, and I've gone through every throw that he made a third time, and he was fine. He's not going to make anybody think about Josh Allen. It was a ton of checkdowns, underneath.
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, the offense was predicated and built around the run game yet again. So,
yeah, but that's all that most teams want. Like, if you can't get a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson or a Patrick Mahomes, you want somebody that can just play mistake-free and effectively move a team down the field based on your play calling and all of that, because everyone thinks they're a great play caller. There's no NFL play caller that's like, well, he can do that with Shanahan, but he can't do it with me because I suck. Like, that's not the way any of them think. So they all think that... That's the next best thing. Go get a superstar, and if you can't get a superstar, then get someone who's really effective at running what you do and can move the ball down the field without turning it over. That's why the 49ers paid Brock Purdy, because he's shown that that's what he does most of the time, and they feel like they can win with him because that's what they've done most of the time.
Yeah, and that's why they brought in Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Similarly, because he can be the same kind of quarterback. So, yeah. I don't think that Brock Purdy is sitting there in his hoodie in New Jersey thinking, man, I better get back out there because Mac Jones is coming for my job. Boy, am I worried.
Again, I wouldn't phrase it that way. He's not worried.
He's not hoping that Mac Jones gets hurt.
He is not hoping that Mac Jones gets hurt.
Right, so what are we talking about?
He would just prefer for this to not be talked about the way that it is.
I'm sure he would prefer to be healthy and play football.
I bet.
And when he plays football and he doesn't do well... I'm sure that he's not going to tune in to 95.7 The Game and listen to fans talk about how they should have stuck with Mac Jones.
That's what they do.
Well, they don't all do that.
Most of them do.
Yeah, and fans are, for the majority, they're not very smart when it comes to what's going on inside the walls. If you're that worried about the fan reaction, then you're probably in the wrong business.
You keep saying the word worried. I'm not using the word worried. Phil Simms said it, and I agree with him.
But Phil Simms is not talking
every
about this situation.
Player
Phil Simms doesn't know Mac Jones and Brock Purdy.
Players on the sideline do not like it when their replacement crushes it and gets a fervor going. They don't like it. They're human beings. Nobody would like that. I don't think this is that hard to process. He's not worried. He's not freaking out. He's not wondering where his next paycheck's going to come from. But no, I don't think Brock Purdy likes the fact that Mac Jones has half this fan base being like, yeah, Brock, take as long as you need. I don't think that's what he wants. I don't think that's how players and human beings think.